What is going on? Welcome to the Stronger, Fitter, Happier podcast. I am your host, Vin, and today I wanted to share with you an interview I did with my cousin the night before his first ever UK BFF men's physique competition. So this was 2 months ago, and I wanted to pick his brain about how he managed to get into his dream physique. How he managed to achieve his dream physique, I should say. So if you don't know what a men's physique competition is, it's basically a bit like bodybuilding, but the category is slightly different. So it's a little bit slimmer, more like a cover model look. And anyways, I wanted to basically interview him, and I thought what he had to share would be not only valuable to the people listening, but also very inspiring at the same time. And what he had to say didn't let me down at all. I thought it was very useful. What we discussed was why he decided to compete, if he takes steroids or not, because he's quite muscular, so he gets that question a lot, how many times a week he trains and how many hours he puts in, his take on hard work and what it means to him, what keeps him on track while he's dieting, as it's quite hard and very difficult to kind of get into that condition that he's in, and then what's his motivation, what keeps him going, how he juggles work and running his own law firm and training and finding time for the gym. I thought that was really insightful. And how he deals with the stigma attached to working out and eating healthily in the Asian community. Because if you're Asian, you know that, and you go to the gym and you do look after yourself, you do get a bit of stick for it. And also his three keys to building a dream physique. So if this is something that's of interest to you, then make sure you give this episode a listen to. And also, if you do enjoy it, please share it with a friend and also leave us a review. It really helps us out. Thank you and enjoy the episode. So big day tomorrow.
It is a big day.
So what is this? What is this that you're doing for people who don't understand what this is?
I'm entering a competition. It's men's physique, so it's not like, it is bodybuilding, but it's more like a cover model look. You can't be overly muscly, you can't be overly defined. It's like, you got to be a good showman as well and just present your physique. You got to have muscles, obviously, you can't just enter, without any muscles. But yeah, it's one of those, so it's not like Arnold, it's not one
like,
of those.
Like the bodybuilding shows.
It's not like a bodybuilding show, yeah. I mean, someone said the other day it was a beauty contest. It's not a beauty contest. But yeah, it entails spray tans. You can't have any hair when you're presenting yourself, because obviously you can then see the muscle definition.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So to a lot of people, this would seem as like something quite, not egotistical, but like it's about yourself, obviously.
Mm.
But I know, obviously, from a lot of people who've done that, like, it's not always about a self thing.
Yeah.
Something's obviously driven you to do it. There is a level of, obviously, looking good and feeling good and vanity to it, but sometimes it's just more than that. So what is it to you? Like, why are you doing this?
I think for me, of course, it's a personal goal. Like, I wanted to test myself. I think I don't like being, like, comfortable in life, generally. I always like testing myself, whether it's my career, fitness, whatever it is. With my fitness, I was like, stagnant. I wasn't doing anything. I was in that same position for a long time. So I thought if I enter a competition, then, that would then get me to, a reasonable level. And in terms of physique more than reasonable, try and take it up a notch. But also I think there's slightly more to it because there's a lot of stereotypes. When I was younger, people used to say Indians and their genetics and Asians, they can't grow muscle. It's our code, we'll never grow muscle, we won't get anywhere. So partly entering the competition, I'm not sure if I'll win it or if I'll get placed. If I do, then it'll be great. But it's just to say, look, you can get into a physique, you can get into that physique if you really want.
Yeah.
It's all in the mind. If you can, if you can dedicate yourself and take small steps every day towards your goal, you'll definitely get there. I've been doing it for probably about 6 years consistently. I only have 4.5 hours a week to give towards fitness because I'm busy at work, working full time, running my law firm now. But, that's all it takes, 4.5 hours a week. And if anything, it's what you do outside of the gym that makes a difference, like your diet. When all the lads are, tucking into their, well, not crystals anymore, but when they used to, I was used to be like, you know, no, I need to have my protein shake. And, you know, just my diet was very important because at the end of the day, I'm working hard in the gym. So if I have a, you know, if I have chips or whatever it is, you can have the odd meal, of course, but if you're going to continue to like just eat bad, then I'd be wasting my own time. That's the way I see it. So yeah. A lot of it is diet and not dieting, but having a good diet.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
I think that's a really strong message to send because, like, I think a lot of people forget how much they see where you are now and they'll probably see where you started because I'll put something in here.
Yeah.
To show what you look like when you first started training. Yeah.
No, don't show those pictures. Don't show those pictures.
But it's important to show that consistency is really important.
Dedication. Yeah, I agree.
With that consistency as well. It's not always about lots and lots of effort. It's about effort over a long period of time.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's consistency. You just got to work smart. You don't have to work. You need to work hard. But if you work smart for a longer period of time, hard work won't make a difference, if you get what I'm saying. Like, you could work hard for a short period of time, but you can work less hard for 6 years and still get that result.
Yeah.
It'll take longer and it takes a bit more discipline, but you'll get there.
Yeah, but I think anything with, like, when you're trying to build a physique,
yeah,
is the long game. You're never going to build it in a month or a year even, or even 2 years. It's going to be a long game.
Yeah. Unless you're on steroids, maybe. But I'm not on steroids. I don't know. People still say like I'm on steroids, but I've never. You know what? I don't drink alcohol. I stopped. It's been 8 years. I don't smoke. Don't take drugs. You know, I don't do any of that. So.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even take. I just about take night nurse. So I don't know how I'm going to take steroids.
When you say work smart, what do you mean? Because like. To me, when I see you train, when I've seen like the effort you put in over the years,
yeah,
I would consider that still hard work. Even though it's 4.5 hours a week, it's not like you go to the gym and you doss about.
Yeah. So it is hard work to the extent that, you know, when I do a rep, I'll make sure, you know, I put everything into it. You know, all my reps will count unless it's a peak set, then it may get a bit difficult. But all my reps count, you know, I'm not wasting time speaking to people, socializing, you know, it's just focused on each rep, every week I'll build on what I've been doing the last and try and make myself better.
Yeah, so that's you're what progressing.
It is. Yeah, so I'm progressing and moving forward.
Well, that's one of the fundamentals of trying to build muscle.
Yeah.
Is maximizing volume over time. This is me training talk.
Oh, okay, all right.
But yeah, when you're trying to increase training volume over time to build muscle size.
Yeah.
Fundamental of trying to...
I don't know. I just turn up to the gym and just do the weights.
Over the past 7 years, you worked hard, obviously. And now the last 8 weeks for this prep that you've done for the competition tomorrow, you've worked really hard as well. And I think most people struggle with just a normal diet on its own in terms of like trying to just lose a bit of weight.
Mm.
Trying to get unhealthily lean is another level. It takes a lot of discipline, a lot of sacrifice.
Mm.
What's kept you on track? Like, have you had support from friends, from family? Is it all been on your own? Like, how's it?
Most of it has been on my own, but I've had a few people saying, you know what, if anyone can do this, it's you. I don't know, that made me feel good. But So that gave me that motivation saying, look, I've got this far, I've done it for so long, and I just got to keep going. I just take each day as it comes. And then once I get over the first week, then the second week becomes easier, third week, fourth week. Having said that, the last week was the most difficult week because I had to do water loading. So that involved taking 8 liters of water, then having 10 liters, 10 liters, then 4 and 2. That was slightly easier. But I don't like drinking water. Like, for the last 7 weeks, I was just having 1.5 liters a day, just about. But when I knew that it's crunch time now, look, I've worked so hard. It's all in the mind. I think once you know what you have to do, you will do it. That's what it is. But yeah, it's been challenging, particularly the last week. Yeah, that's what I would say. Yeah.
What's your biggest motivator? What motivates you when you're in the gym, when you're outside of the gym? What keeps you focused?
In terms of motivation, in the non-cockiest way, I'll just say I motivate myself because I want to become the best version of me. I don't care what everyone else does. I don't care if someone's bigger. I don't care if they're smaller, whatever, that you help them out, right? You know, we help each other. But if someone's better or leaner, or bigger, stronger. It doesn't make a difference. I'm working on how I was yesterday and what I want to become, you know, going forward. So that's what it is. So I motivate myself because I know what I did the day before, what I need to work on and how I need to get to the stage that I want to get at. So in a way, I motivate myself in the most non-cockiest way. Obviously, like, there are, you know, you have people you look up to, like, you know, people have done really well. The physique, Ronaldo, you know, you just think, you know, wow, you know, at that age, still looking good.
I think you're leaner than Ronaldo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, no, but Ronaldo's done well. Like, again, his diet, he doesn't have alcohol, so far as I'm aware. It's a low-fat...
it's that disciplined lifestyle.
Disciplined lifestyle, yeah.
Like, what he does is dedicate a lot in terms of to... Like, I think there's a Rio Ferdinand interview recently.
Yeah.
And he dedicated, like, what Rio Ferdinand was saying, I had people, like, obviously, that's his career.
Yeah.
If that was your career, you would dedicate more than 4 hours a week.
Exactly.
But you obviously dedicate everything to your career. And that brings you on to one of my other questions I had for you. How has it been trying to train and manage your, what's your law firm called?
GPT Law Practice Solicitors. Yeah.
Little plug there.
Yeah.
Yeah, how has it been managing that full-time and running it and owning it and doing this, which is something that is obviously completely sidelined compared to that? That takes up most of your time.
It's difficult. Running any business is difficult. You'll probably know that, right? So 2018 took over. It's just, you got to put in a lot of hours. I was working. I have to go in Saturday, Sunday, even after the competition Sunday morning, I'll be at work. But I know I just got to dedicate 4.5 hours a week, so I can find that time. It's not easy, but, you know, I want to run my law firm, do well with that. But at the same time, I've got other goals as well. So I just want to make sure that I, you know, focus and, you know, I'm tired too. Like, just like everyone else, I get tired, you know, working, but something just tells me, look, I don't want to move backwards. I just want to keep moving forwards. So I'll be at the gym, you know, doing what I need to do.
So that's something I preach a lot about, like, cutting out emotion. So, like, regardless of how you feel on the day, just get, do what you have to.
Yeah.
Is that something you kind of follow?
Yeah. I do the same thing. I turn up. If you turn up, then that's a start. Once you get there, then you know you have to work, and that's it. But there come sacrifices, you know, some, you know, socially sometimes you can't then commit to going out on Fridays because I'm focused on this. Doesn't mean I don't have friends. I've got a lot of friends. But still, it's just one of those things when it comes to, you know, it's my work on my gym, and then the odd times you'll go out and, you know, socialize too. But yeah,
that's something you actually touched on in a previous question when you said about, like, the stereotypes of Indian guys can't building muscle. There's another stereotype, like, well, not stereotype, but stigma attached to people who look after physiques and go to the gym, and it's like you see it on a lot, like, kind of people shun it a bit, like, they look down on it, like, people who don't go to the gym, I mean.
I know, it happens, like, sorry, I'll let you finish.
But, like, as in, that's fine, now, I want you to answer the question, tell me how you feel about it, but, like, how is that kind of, how have you felt when people make comments about, oh, you go to the gym too much, especially in the Asian community, in our personal community, you probably had it from your own family, from, I've heard people say it to you.
Yeah.
At, like, functions like Diwali and stuff, oh, today you have to eat this. And
yeah.
But how have you handled that? How have you kind of had all that, like, people probably telling you, no, you don't, this is not how girls want you to look, Indian girls don't want you to look like this.
I don't care what they think.
But, yeah, like, with from your parents, from other people, from grandparents, how have you dealt with all of it?
I think dealing with it it doesn't really bother me, to be honest, because to be different, you have to look different, sorry, you have to be different. So if I'm like everyone else, then I'm going to look like everyone else. I don't want to look like everyone else, so I'm going to have to do my own thing. So that sacrifice comes. No one else will understand that. Unless you're into fitness as well, then you'll see why I'm making those decisions. But yeah, dealing with it has been all right. It does put you down when people say, oh, you're always at the gym. I'm only at the gym 4.5 hours a week. That's not much. If you think about, you know, you spend 4.5 hours in the pub or, you know, doing shisha or whatever. That's me 4.5 hours doing something, you know.
It's just because it's
towards my health, yeah.
Usually at the times that you do get invited out and...
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still go out and do what I need to do. But, I mean, 4.5 hours in the gym is not much at all. It's really nothing. I think a lot of people probably would probably do clock up about 3 hours of cardio a week.
Yeah.
And people think that I'm at the gym every day, but I'm not. It doesn't take, like I said, you've got to be smart on how you work.
Yeah.
It's what you do outside of the gym that counts. 95%, you'll probably know the figures, you'll probably put it a bit lower, but I say 95% is diet, 5% is exercise.
Yeah.
That's what I calculate that.
With the stigma and all of this stuff that, like, family and stuff, like, kind of making comments and stuff, do you ever find yourself getting put off or low or feeling like kind of demotivated at times or deflated or about these comments? And
it doesn't really, I'll be entirely honest, it doesn't bother me.
And not at all?
Not at all. I mean, it's a different generation. So if the older generation say, look, oh, why are you at the gym, and you know, girls, you know, you're not going to get any, I don't know, whatever it is. It doesn't bother me at all. It doesn't bother me. It's a different mindset. I respect what they say, but we're in a different world now. Like, you know, fitness is up and coming. Like, you want to stay healthy. Diabetes is quite common in our culture, right? So, I mean, and that a lot of it, I'm not an expert, but it's because of diet. And if you can change that diet, then obviously you'll be, you know, if you eat healthy, then there's a less likely chance of becoming like that, you know, being overweight, you know, putting a load on your organs, you know, none of that's healthy.
Yeah.
So I think,
you're just prioritizing your health.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So when you first died, you were quite slim. You had no training experience. And obviously you wanted to build a physique and get somewhere, like in terms of like getting muscle, gaining size. So there's probably a lot of people watching this who are quite inspired, who want to do the same, who maybe aren't skinny starting off, but like they're not at the stage they want to be. So what advice would you give to someone who's looking at you thinking, I want a physique like that, or maybe not quite like yours, but just generally they want a better physique? Mm-hmm. What would you say? What are your like kind of three biggest tips you'd give someone?
I think dedication. You've got to be dedicated, you know, towards what you really want. That's number one. I'm going to keep it nice and short. Discipline. You've got to be very disciplined. So when people say, oh yeah, you know, it's only one, you know, have a bit of cake or have a bit of this. If it's your cheat day or whatever, then fine, do it. But otherwise, you got to be disciplined enough to say, no, look, I've got this goal that I'm pursuing and I'm going to get there regardless of what, you know, is put in front of me. So dedication, discipline, and determination. You've got to be determined to get to your goal. Again, that I think goes into number two. And regardless of what anyone says, what happens, obviously, if you're not well, you can't go to the gym. But regardless of what obstacles there are in your way, you got to make sure or say to yourself, have affirmations and say, look, I'm going to get there no matter what happens. That's what I've said. Every day I just say that to myself. Okay, not every day, but every other day maybe I'm just reminding myself, look, this is what I need to do. So if someone says, you know, let's do this, and I'll be like, no, I'm not doing it.
Yeah. So clear focus on what you're trying
to do. Yeah, I'm focused, because otherwise I'm not going to get there. I know what I need to do. That's a start as well. I think you need to know where you're going. You can't turn up to the gym and say, okay, leg press is busy, I'm just going to do chest. It doesn't work. If leg press is busy, I'm going to wait for that leg press because that's my first exercise, and I'm going to make sure, otherwise I'm going to shift the guy off and say, look, I'm going on, mate. No, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, like having a plan of action.
You've got to have a plan of action, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's consistency, but that kind of goes with, you know, dedication. You know, you just got to be very consistent in what you do. With any life goal, I mean, even with my career, I found that consistency works. It always does. It always pays off. Hard work is hard work, but
you have to do that hard work over a long period of time.
You've got to keep doing it. You won't see anything maybe first year. You might not even see any returns on the second year, but, you know, it will come. You just got to keep focused. What happens is most people go first couple of months and they think, oh, you know, they're not seeing anything. But if you think about it logically, right, if you go to the gym for 2 months and you do you work out your chest and you do that once a week, that's what people do, yeah, chest day. You've only worked out that chest probably 8 times. So in 2 months, you're looking for a big result and you've only worked out your chest 8 times. That's not enough in my view. So you might gain some strength, but you're not going to see a difference.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And those guys who put it on the net saying, you know, 8 weeks you know, this guy was like this and he's turned like this, or transformed into something else. That might be true, but that's like a conditioned athlete.
Yeah, it's muscle same memory. Same as you. It's like, yeah, if you're trying to get lean for a show,
yeah,
like, yeah, you've achieved a great result over 8 weeks, about the 7 years of
course? Exactly, that's what it is. So yeah, it's true, 8 weeks I did it, but no, it's not, it's just bad market, well, good marketing, but people get stuck into all that.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
I think it's great advice. Thanks. So I think best of luck for tomorrow.
Appreciate it, thanks very much.
And you're going to smash it.
I don't know about that. If I get placed, I'll be happy. If I come third, I'll be really happy.
If you come first, you'll be even happier. So let's just go for first. Come on.
Let's try for first. But I personally don't think I'm that good enough. But I'll try and believe.
Well, you just said to the camera, self-belief. You can't believe in yourself. I know you're posing, being humble.
I'm not.
I know you're not that kind of character. That's all. But yeah. I'll be that character today for you.
Yeah.
Fucking smash it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, man. Thanks, Vin.